Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Hey, everybody, some great news coming out of West Virginia. What do you think about Tucker for vice president? I want to hear from you. Good idea, bad idea? I want to hear it all. Email me freedom@charliekirk.com and make sure you listen to the end of this episode for a giveaway opportunity. Become a member at charliekirk.com and click on the members tab and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. How about some good news? We all need some good news. And yesterday, we got some excellent news. We received some great news. Joe Manchin is not running for re-election for the West Virginia Senate. This all but guarantees that that seat will flip from Democrat to Republican, making the balance in the U.S. Senate 50-50. Number one, this is a major resource win. That race, if Joe Manchin would have run for re-election, would have been a $100 to $150 million race. So now we can allocate that money elsewhere. So it's a major resource win. Also, we are at equilibrium, which means that if we just pick up the West Virginia Senate race, which we will, which is so overwhelming to Trump, it's an 80-20 Trump state. They love Trump. Oil, coal, drill, baby, drill. Democrats don't stand a chance. Joe Manchin was only there because he was governor, well-liked, and he was able to sneak by in 2018 barely against Patrick Morrisey, it's going to be a red flip, which means we start 50-50. If we win the White House in next November, even if we don't flip Montana, even if we don't flip Ohio, even if we don't flip Arizona, if we win the White House next November, the Senate will be ours because the vice president will be a tie-breaking vote. Big deal. That is a big deal, everybody. But let's go a step further. The U.S. Senate is a major component also confirming appointments. You want Donald Trump to have an America First cabinet? You want Donald Trump to have a cabinet that can execute the mandate of the people? The Senate is a big deal. Not to mention the composition of the Supreme Court, the circuit courts, federal courts. So this is good across the board. And Democrats are very disappointed. Now, they don't like Joe Manchin very much. But their majority, albeit very slim, very fragile, is composed of red state Democrats. So now we can allocate a significant amount of funding to go after Mr. Tester in Montana, who's a Massachusetts liberal masquerading as a good old Heartland boy in Montana. We can go after Sherrod Brown in Trump country, Ohio. Joe Manchin not running for re-election expands the map and allows us to focus on those two flips. Arizona is going to be one of the hardest, but Carrie Lake is, she's running a great race. Carrie Lake in a three-way race against the Commie Gallego and the Chamber of Commerce Sinema. There's no guarantee Sinema's even going to continue to run for re-election. Now, before I get you too excited, it's very clear what Manchin is going to do. It's very clear what Manchin is going to do, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But this here increases our chances to be able to have political power. Now, some of you are probably saying, oh, Charlie, what does it matter? They're a bunch of rhinos. It doesn't matter if we control the Senate or the House. You have to get rid of that thinking, everybody. I am disappointed daily by Republicans' ability to govern and to pass legislation. I get it. But political power is something that we should embrace. It is better to control the Senate than to not control the Senate. From appointments, cross-examination, and from nothing more for Supreme Court appointments, and for staffing a cabinet. You can then, let's just say a Democrat does win next November, which I certainly hope doesn't happen, having the Senate in Republican hands can slow down some of the appointments, can slow down some of the confirmations. So let's listen to Manchin in his own words saying, I'm done. I'm not running for re-election, but he teases something else. What does Joe Manchin have planned? Well, it's going to, I believe, significantly impact the 2024 election. Play cut 151.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia. I have made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate. But what I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together.
Now, Joe Manchin has disappointed us with some major votes, I'll be honest. Anyone who knows Joe Manchin, though, knows he hates Chuck Hugh Schumer personally. He can't stand him. They've been at war for years. And he's kind of jabbing Chuck Schumer on the way out. Honestly, God bless you, Joe Manchin. We don't agree on everything. You're a Democrat. You protected the filibuster. Democrats are fuming over this. What Democrats wanted was for the very least for Joe Manchin to run and to take a bunch of Republican money and make us spend money in West Virginia. Now that's completely out. If nothing else, we now are basically granted $150 million in reprieve. It's actually more than that. It's more double. So it's for every dollar we now don't have to spend in West Virginia, which is a deep red state, we now can spend elsewhere. Major victory. And this makes the Democrats have to play defense in other places. And it allows us to expand the map, by the way. So let's get that Senate map up, just so you guys can see the Senate map. We have Montana and Ohio are the two low-hanging fruit. You got a great candidate in Ohio, Bernie Moreno. Montana's kind of a mess right now. We can comment on that later. It's going to be a really bloody primary. So let's get that map up that we were chatting about. And so Texas is going to be comfortable. Ted Cruz will win there. Wyoming's fine. Utah's going to be fine. The primary there is going to be kind of heated, but it'll be fine. Mississippi will be fine. Florida will be fine. The map is ridiculously good. And by the way, Nevada, don't sleep on Nevada. They barely were able to get Cortez Masto across the finish line these last midterms against Adam Laxalt. We might be able, that was like 5,000 votes. And if we do a little bit of ballot chasing and get Rana Mick Romney fired and get an actual infrastructure, we might be able to sneak by and get one in Nevada. You got Tammy Baldwin running in Wisconsin. She's a tough one. She's tough. She's lesbian. They like her there. She's tough. That's going to be a tough one. But Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick. I like Dave a lot. Dave is going to give that guy a run for his money. What's his Corker. Oh my goodness. It's been a long week. He's a legacy guy in Pennsylvania. His dad was governor. I'll think of it. Dave McCormick is going to give him a run for his money. So the map has expanded dramatically. Casey, thank you. Bob Casey, legacy name in Pennsylvania. This is a great map and an amazing opportunity for us to play offense. We are burdened with bad news right now, everybody. And Joe Manchin saying, no, I'm not going to run. Guarantees, absent a Missouri or Indiana Murdoch or Todd Aiken-esque fumble back in 2012, all but guarantees the worst case scenario for the Senate will be 50-50. That should actually give us a little bit of a sigh of relief, a little bit of a breath that, okay, they probably won't be able to abolish the Electoral College, make D.C. and Puerto Rico states. Okay, let's play offense. Let's take the Senate and let's take the White House. Let's take the House. This is a shot in the arm and a stimulus that despite all the bad news, and if we get our act together, if we get Ronna Mick Romney fired or resign, which she should, and we're going to build all that out, just think about the other races we'll be able to win in the coming years. Georgia has no business having two Democrat senators. Are you kidding me? John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, we're going to get rid of those guys. The actual Senate map is in the favor of Republicans if we were to play offense. And I know you're saying, oh, but they're a bunch of Republicans and all, they're a bunch of rhinos. I got it. But it's better to control the chambers of power and make it better than to be in the minority, especially if we want a Donald Trump presidency. But now we're going to build out the next layer. That's great news. It is excellent news because Manchin was going to be a tough one. He was going to be a tough race in West Virginia. It would require a lot of money. But now we're going to say what Manchin's actual ambitions are. And you got Willard Mitt Romney and Joe Manchin that might have some plans coming up. They might be plotting. What might that be? Charlie Kirk here. Are you tired of playing defense with your children's entertainment? Today, kids can't walk into the library or turn on the TV without seeing progressive agendas everywhere. That's why we love Sherwood. It is an ad-free, wholesome kids entertainment platform that shares your values. On Sherwood, your kids can read, listen to audiobooks, and watch shows without fear of woke ideology might pop up. Sherwood is a wholesome entertainment platform with a library of audiobooks, ebooks, videos, all with characters that model the behavior that you'd actually like to see in your kids. From classics like Velveteen Rabbit and Treasure Island, one of my favorites, to timeless cartoons and other entertaining content. A lifetime subscription to Sherwood is usually $750, but for this month, only you can get a lifetime subscription for just $299 using promo code Charlie. Sign up for Sherwood today and take back control over the stories that are shaping your children at SherwoodKids.com. That is SherwoodKids.com. There's some good news building, but we got work to do. We have work to do. We have a dysfunctional, I don't think we have a Republican Party. But we will get to that. So Joe Manchin has plans. He says, I'm going to travel the country to see if there is a movable middle. A mobilize the middle is what he says. We're going to mobilize the middle. Now, a donor who I will not name on air, who's a Turning Point USA donor, received an email the other day. I'm going to read part of it, which is, hello, the 2024 presidential election gets more unpredictable every day. With so much at stake, No Labels is taking the extraordinary steps necessary to get ballot access to potentially offer a viable third choice for president for the American people, should the vast majority of voters continue to demand it. No Labels co-founder, name, I don't want to say any names, will be in Southern California next Wednesday. Would you like to meet and talk about putting No Labels on the ballot in the future of politics in our country? Can we set a time? That's a private email sent to one of our donors. No Labels is moving forward. Now, just so we're clear, No Labels is the ultimate consultant grift. It will make the Mike Bloomberg $1 billion campaign effort of 2020 to get like a couple delegates in Guam look like child's play. Consultants are going to be the only winners of No Labels. Democrats, Nancy Pelosi included, they are against the whole No Labels thing. So Joe Manchin is now saying, well, maybe I will run for the presidency. Maybe I will run as a No Labels candidate. So here you have Willard Mitt Romney saying he's not running for re-election in Utah, and Joe Manchin not running for re-election in West Virginia. Play cut 152.
Should President Biden, is he too old? I mean, that's what we're all talking about. It's the elephant in the room.
I'd say it's not the age, it's the record, which is, yeah, the rate of inflation has come down. But to the American household, they're looking at the cost of a loaf of bread at $6, and they're saying, my life has not gotten better under Bidenomics. That's the problem the president has. He does not have people's credibility when it comes to the cost of living in this country. And as a result, they want something different. So unfortunately, President Biden, who is a lovely person, just doesn't have the record to be able to get reelected.
Okay. First of all, you guys can't stand that close together. It's really weird. Okay, I don't know who's doing your branding. I don't know who's in charge of that. If you guys are going to run for the presidency, there's got to be some daylight between the two of you. It's like one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in the history of cable television. What is that all about? I'm just going to let everyone fill in the gap. I'm not going to say it because you're already thinking it, so I'm just going to allow you to think what I know you're thinking. So then, they might run for the presidency. And I guess the message will be, well, Biden's no good and Trump is a criminal, so let's go to the middle. Does that hurt Trump? Honestly, at this point, the more, the better. The more candidates, it helps Trump. So let me prove this to you. Put up an image, please, of the Wisconsin election results from 2016. Let's put up this election result from Politico.com. Okay, so you guys have seen this. You're familiar with this. Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin in 2016. But Donald Trump got 1.4 million votes. Hillary Clinton got 1.3. Gary Johnson got 106,000. Jill Stein got 30,000. D. Castle Castle got 12,000, and it goes on and on and on. Now put up the next one of Wisconsin 2020 election results. Where'd all the candidates go? So according to the official tally, which I know you guys don't believe the numbers, I'm certainly skeptical of them. That's not the point. Donald Trump fell 20,000 votes short. But let's just imagine all these other people were on the ballot. What if Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, Cornel West, the Democrat Party, one of the untold stories of the 2020 election is how the Democrat Party actively sued to keep the Green Party off the ballot and the Libertarian off the ballot. The party of democracy in the 2020 election created Trump v. Biden. No third options. Imagine if everybody else is on the ballot. Donald Trump would probably still be president if that was the case. So in a very straightforward way, more candidates help Trump. He has the largest core of supporters. You got RFK, Cornel West. You got Manchin and Romney. Donald Trump's base is immovable. And now there's another candidate, someone who was called a Russian agent and a spoiler in 2016. He's putting the band back together, everybody. None of this is part of the Democrats' plan. The Democrats want a duplication of 2020, Trump v. Biden. They don't want a buffet line. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. There's a lot of steak this November, so I'm baking you. Don't be chicken and shop at the grocery store like usual. Get Good Ranchers instead. Their Black Friday Your Way sale is live, and it's something you don't want to miss. And yes, they have great meat puns, and they have even better meat. And this November, you get to pick your favorite meat to get free for a year. Yes, you pick a year of free steak, salmon, chicken, or bacon when you subscribe to any box right now. I love this service. I use it. When you subscribe to any box on goodranchers.com, you not only get a free gift of meat worth over $480, but you also get $15 off my special code, Charlie. So go, the only big deal your grocery store has is on expired yogurt, so ditch the meat aisle and subscribe at goodranchers.com. You could save up to $500 with their Black Friday offer. No purchase of expired yogurt required. Why choose Good Ranchers? Because they're the number one place to get an all-American beef, pork, chicken, and seafood. With Good Ranchers, there's no second guessing. Promo code Kirk for $15 off plus a year of your favorite meat. Promo code Kirk. There's a new candidate in the race. Someone that the Democrats have been trying to prevent from running. Someone who could play spoiler, like how Ralph Nader did in 2000 with Bush v. Gore. One of the untold stories of the last 10 or 12 presidential election cycles is the quiet yet proven impact of third-party candidates. Didn't happen much with Barack Obama, honestly, in 2008 and 2012. That was its own deal. But it certainly happened in 2000 with Ralph Nader in Florida, Bush v. Gore. It absolutely happened with Trump v. Clinton and Jill Stein in 2016. And honestly, the absence of third-party candidates on the ballot via the party of democracy largely played a decisive role in them displacing Donald Trump from being president of the United States. The Green Party, they are outright communists. There's just no other way to put it. They are legit Bolsheviks. And one of the issues that is animating the Green Party right now is the Palestine-Israel thing. Joe Biden is losing real support over even talking to the Israeli government. The base of the Democrat Party wants nothing to do with Israel because they hate the West, they hate borders, they hate all that. Jill Stein, who the Democrats blamed as being spoiler in 2016, she's putting the band back together. Play cut 161.
People are tired of being thrown under the bus by wealthy elites and their bought politicians. Tired of living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to pay the rent, locked in student debt and medical debt, child poverty doubling, rising diseases of despair, growing hopelessness. The political system is broken. The two Wall Street parties are bought and paid for. Over 60% of us now say the bipartisan establishment's failed us, and we need a party that serves the people. I'm Jill Stein, and I'm running for president to offer that choice for the people outside of the failed two-party system.
One of the magical things the Democrats did was convince a bunch of commies to go vote for a corporate transactional uniparty regime Democrat Joe Biden. They did that through creating a pressure cooker recipe. These people are smart. We're dealing with smart people. They're evil, but they're smart. Do not underestimate the cunning precision of the left. So they said, okay, Joe Biden, you can't speak, can't talk. Because remember, we got to go back in time. Like, back it up. 2020 primary, Joe Biden finishes like 6th in New Hampshire. You know, Pete Amtrak or whatever his name, Buttigieg or whatever, he allegedly wins Iowa. The whole thing was a mess. Bernie Sanders was ascendant. And the oligarchs of the Democrat Party, Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Laureen Powell Jobs, Mackenzie Bezos, Reid Hoffman, Mark Benioff, Sergey Brin, Larry Page, all of them, they were very, very worried about Bernie Sanders being the nominee in 2020 and Trump being able to beat Bernie Sanders. They were terrified of it. So then they appointed Joe Biden. They reset the race in South Carolina. They had Clyburn come out. They had this huge thing. People started to drop out and Joe Biden became the candidate. And then the Democrat oligarchs were like, oh boy, we have a guy who can't talk, can't campaign. Well, thankfully, we're locking down the country and we're going to do the fear and hysteria thing. And they played into it. So they created a European style vote of no confidence type election against Donald Trump in 2020. They obviously covered up the laptop. They had $400 million come in for Zuckerberg. They changed the election laws. They didn't enforce any of the constitutional measures, but it was only two candidates. I want to put that image back up, please. It's so powerful. The Politico tally of Wisconsin election results. There's only two candidates there on the ballot in Wisconsin. And so many people that otherwise would have selected Jill Stein would have selected in a protest vote. They're like, oh, screw it. I'll just do Joe Biden. The fact that other third-party candidates were not on the ballot because the party Democracy didn't want them on the ballot hurt Donald Trump. And Donald Trump still, despite all that nonsense, fell 20,000 votes short, everybody. And collectively 40,000 votes in three states. Despite all the nonsense, the shenanigans, the lying, the stealing, the cheating, all that stuff. What I'm getting at is now Jill Stein running, she might get 30,000, 40,000 votes in Wisconsin. Cornel West could get 20,000 votes in Wisconsin. RFK could get, I think RFK is going to appeal from us. So we got to get that. We have to educate you. RFK is a Massachusetts liberal. He's a Marxist who happens to be really good on Fauci. Okay? Enough of this RFK veneration. We're done. Okay? RFK, you are basically doing the bidding of the Biden regime. I don't care if you wrote a good thing about Fauci. We're done. Okay? The coronation, the veneration of RFK, it's over with. He's pro-trans, pro-abortion, pro-reparations. He's a Democrat. We're done. We got to get his numbers down. He'll all of a sudden be in single digits and be wondering, where did all my support go? Well, yeah, a lot of people were supporting you because they love freedom and then they realize that you're against oil, you're against fracking, you want to be the most pro-trans president ever, you're pro-reparations. It's a disaster, okay? RFK had an opportunity to do something really righteous, was to continue in the Democrat primary and to really bring the heat to Joe Biden and to try to change the soul of the Democrat Party. And now he's running as an independent to try to win favor over the same people that no longer like him. RFK is an op. He's an environmental lawyer. He wanted to even seize money of oil companies over global warming. The guy's a disaster, okay? He's an absolute disaster. Okay, so RFK is running. You have Cornel West running, which I don't really know. What happened to Cornel West? Did they like show up with blackmail or something? That guy has just disappeared. They pay him off? Did he get like a knock on the door from the Department of Justice? IRS? Cornel West, he was talking a big game. He was doing all these TikTok videos. I think he's still running, but I don't really see it. Now Jill Stein's up. Just wait. They're going to go after her. But they already kind of have in some ways. So you got Jill Stein, you got Cornel West, and then you got the Manchin Romney thing. So the Manchin-Romney thing is really, really interesting. The conventional take is that's going to hurt Donald Trump because they'll take away, or it might be Romney-Manchin or whatever, take away from Donald Trump because it'll take away from suburban voters. I'm not so convinced of that. Democrats have been padding their totals with upper-middle-class, college-educated, suburban voters. If they're going to lose a little bit there, the wine moms in Paradise Valley, right? The Chardonnay-sipping, Xanax-taking, benzo-addicted, you know, mother of two in Buckhead that's really worried about systemic racism. Yeah, go vote for Mitt Romney. That's fine. But you know where Trump is all of a sudden maximizing his totals? And this is what is so amazing, the poetic justice of all this. Hispanics. Hispanics and black men. You're about to see this election in complete bedlam and chaos. It's an election we can win. What Trump is doing to Hispanics. By the way, I had this unbelievable event at UCLA. And I would say that half of the audience was Hispanic. Half. People coming up with the questions. Charlie, I love you. We love what you're standing for. I mean, this one kid, he said, my family came from El Salvador. This amazing young lady was like, yeah, you know, my parents came here illegally, but I love everything you stand for, and I agree 100%. I'm like, geez, this is, something is changing here, guys. Hispanics want a better future. They want family. They don't want crime. They don't want this abortion stuff, a late-term abortion. They don't want trans. And in Arizona, woo, you do better with Hispanics in Pima County. You do better with Hispanics in the West Valley, in Glendale and Peoria, in a little bit better in Phoenix and South Mountain. Ball game. And Joe Biden will say, well, you know, I'm going to go try to win people in Mesa and Chandler, and I'm going to try to win them in Gilbert and maybe Scottsdale. Well, if Romney, Manchin are running, they might go there. And Joe Biden was going to be left holding the bag. Now, one of the things you have to watch out for, though, one of the attack vectors that's legit against our wishes for Donald Trump to become president and our stated plan is Mitt Romney running for presidency with Joe Manchin and winning Utah. That's a problem. Winning Utah or Nevada or a combination of both. Now, if he wins Nevada, then actually, if he wins both Utah and Nevada, it actually isn't that bad because then it also subtracts in the Democrats. If he wins Utah, because Nevada is a state that Democrats think they're going to win. And by the way, they both have 6 electoral votes. Utah 6, Nevada 6. You might say, well, how could Mitt Romney win Nevada? Serious Mormon population in Henderson. Big time Mormon population in the suburb outside of Vegas. By the way, Harry Reid was a Mormon. Dean Heller, Mormon. Lots of LDS run successfully in the state of Nevada. Huge, huge Mormon population in Nevada. So Romney could potentially win Nevada, Utah, maybe Idaho, maybe, probably not. They're more conservative. They have a huge LDS population in Idaho, by the way, huge. And they got a lot of rhinos up there. But probably not. That one's probably a little bit more of a stretch. Utah is totally in the ballgame. Totally. So that would hurt Trump if he wins Utah. It would be a net equal if he wins Utah plus Nevada. But does Mitt Romney really want to be president? No. Mitt Romney is running to try and prevent Trump from being president. Well, we don't know who's running yet, but it looks like it is. I mean, this is every indicator possible. Two things I want to cover. Regime change at the RNC and this pretty awesome idea. So if the amount of candidates is increasing, then consolidating base of support and trying to find issues or other candidates that could increase your viability would be rational. We are in unprecedented times. Trump is facing 700 years in federal prison. We're going to have 5 candidates with millions and millions of dollars. RFK, Cornel West, Jill Stein, probably Manchin, Romney, Joe Biden, Trump. How many is that? That's like 6 or 7. And then you might have a libertarian too. We've never had a race. Let me say this again. We've never had a race with 5+ serious candidates. RFK is going to have tens of millions of dollars. Jill Stein will have millions of dollars. Cornel West will probably have a couple million dollars. If Manchin Romney run, hundreds of millions of dollars. Joe Biden, billions of dollars. Donald Trump. Advantage Trump. It's not like Trump's base is going to say, you know what? You have me, Jill Stein. No. The Joe Biden coalition is far more fragile. Think about it. The Joe Biden coalition hasn't been tested. The Joe Biden coalition has not been stress tested. They are fragile. The Trump movement is the most anti-fragile political movement in the history of American politics. The candidate himself, is facing 700 years in federal prison, and we're not moving. It's a movement, not a person. We will back him from prison. We've said that. There's a great book by Nassim Taleb, and I've talked about it frequently, called Anti-Fragile. It's an unbelievable book. It talks about how some people, some institutions, get stronger the more they get attacked. That's the Trump movement. The Biden movement has not been stress tested. The Biden movement is fracturally composed. It's forced together of contradictory parts. Gays, Muslims, blacks. It's like, what on earth? You put all this together. Like, you guys don't even agree on anything. And those fault lines are starting to bubble up to the surface. So I got to be honest. I thought about this at first. I was like, okay, do I love it because it sounds good or do I love it because it's a good idea? I want to win. How do you win in a crowded field? Attention and trust. Who is the second most trusted, the second most popular, the second smartest and principled person in the conservative movement? If he was still alive, it would have been Rush Limbaugh. I think we all agree with that. It is without a doubt Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson might be the smartest person in the movement. He is a loyal family man. So the oppo files there. Again, okay, you got some text messages about Tucker. It makes me like him more, okay? He's real. He's honest. He's a true American. And honestly, Trump is one of the few people who could actually be Trump's vice president, who if Trump got put in federal prison or one heartbeat away, he would have the exact same agenda. Could you imagine Tucker Carlson at a press gaggle? Could you imagine Tucker Carlson all of a sudden Dylan Mulvaney at CNN asking him questions, who, by the way, used to work for Tucker? It's hilarious. Play cut 163.
Would Tucker Carlson be on your list of potential VPs? And how many names might be on that list as you sit and look and survey the political field?
I like Tucker a lot. I guess I would. I think I'd say I would because he's got great common sense. You know,
he's got great common sense. Now, it's just an idea. In a crowded field, you want to consolidate your base and you want to build trust with, you want to win over, by the way, you want to chip away at the RFK thing. You want to win over Rogan bros. You want to win over young people. Tucker is a magnet for younger voters. Magnet. He is irresistible online. He's smart. He's tough. He goes on these podcasts and they're the best performing ever. He was on that Comedians podcast last weekend. It went like super viral. It goes on Nelk Boys, super viral. I like it. Tucker could break the RFK Jr. Rogan bro voting block. And there is not an environment where you could put Tucker. Tucker could go on Rogan. He can go on CNN. He used to work at MSNBC. It would literally be a hack. It would break the matrix. I like it. Trump Carlson 2024. Five other candidates. You got the alpha beast Trump. And you got a VP that is probably the smartest, smoothest person in the conservative movement that has our trust. Think about it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.